It's been about a month since we said goodbye to National Poetry Month back in April, but we still have some unfinished business. I'm talking about a poetry contest called Words Unlocked. The contest was among young people serving time in juvenile correctional facilities across the U.S. Writer and poet Jimmy Santiago Baca served as the final judge. We talked with him about the contest last month.
Kids submit their work and they go into literacy programs and facilities and stuff. And it goes through several judges, and ultimately it gets to me, and I have to pick the winners out of the top 15 poems.
Santiago Baca has a powerful story about his first interest in poetry. He was once an inmate himself. He says a book of poetry literally saved his life. He strapped it to his body to protect himself from being stabbed in a prison fight. But afterwards, he looked at the book and the poems more carefully.
I was astounded by their beauty and their eloquence. And how the arrangement sort of made me feel happy. And that's how I got into it. They saved my life.
Now, Santiago Baca hopes the power of language will change the lives of other young people. So, let's hear from the winners of the contest. Two poets tied for first place. We'll hear first from C.R. We can't tell you his full name because he is a minor, and he's at Utah's Salt Lake Valley Detention Center. Here's just part of his poem titled Furious.
Punching white walls, as jagged as rocks. My knuckles bleed, I want to shout behind the green door that won't let me out. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, to me they're all the same. I feel more like the number on my file than my real name. When I speak to my father, I leave feeling ashamed. I try to do my best, but anger, stress, sadness are hidden in my chest, heart, soul. Group homes, proctor care, secure facilities hanging over my head like a knife swinging from a rope. They try to dissect me, I guess they're curious. I don't even understand. Why am I so furious?
That was C.R. and his poem, Furious. The other winner of the Words Unlocked Poetry Contest is named Kevin. He is at Duval Academy in Florida. And here's a part of his poem called My Reality.
I lie in bed, consumed by a breathtaking smile. I reach out. I see just further and further away. I awake from my slumber, hoping to see her by my side. Reality hits me hard, like a hurricane in mid-August. Strikes me like the uppercut I wasn't expecting. Fills my body with a familiar pulsing pain. All I can see are the white brick walls, plain.
That's Kevin, his poem, My Reality, tied as one of the winners of the Words Unlocked Poetry Contest. If you'd like to hear the full poems by the winners and read them too, you can find them at npr.org.